All right, so if you want to know what's coming up in analyst relations, you came to the right place. We've got predictions from Destrier, the folks who really know AR like the back of their hand. Now, analyst relations, for folks who aren't familiar, it's like a matchmaker between tech companies and those analysts, the brainy ones who evaluate them. Like, think Gartner Magic Quadrants, the kind of reports that can make or break a company.
Yeah, those reports, they have a huge impact. Like, they can really influence which tech companies businesses choose, you know.
Exactly. So let's dive into these predictions and see what Destrier thinks is going to shake up AR in 2025.
Sounds good.
First up, we got Informa TechTarget, a real powerhouse formed from, well, you guessed it, Informa and TechTarget,
Right.
two giants in the B2B tech world. So everyone's wondering, can they really take on Gartner?
Potentially, yeah. Combining research from groups like Omdia with TechTarget's massive content network and that buyer intent data, that's a powerful combo. Like, think about it. They have a huge reach, like millions of websites, tons of webinars, big events.
Yeah, but Informa's been talking big about influence and decision makers for a while now, and they haven't always, lived up to the hype. So can they really go from attracting tech buyers to actually sway in their choices? That's the question, right?
Yeah, that's the key question. It all depends on execution, you know. If they can actually use their combined strengths well, then yeah, they could become a major force.
Imagine that. Companies turn into Informa TechTarget instead of Gartner for guidance.
It'd be huge, like a seismic shift in the industry.
Okay, next up, we got a prediction that's, well, a little less rosy. Looks like Forrester Research might be in for some tough times in 2025.
Yeah, unfortunately. Destrier's report points to some serious challenges for them. Vendor spending is down, inquiries from tech buyers are shrinking, and their events business is struggling. Not a good combination.
And get this, Destrier found that Forrester analysts handled just 1% of the inquiries that Gartner analysts did.
Wow.
That's a huge difference.
Yeah, it is. And it kind of creates this like vicious cycle, you know? Less reach means less influence, which makes vendors less likely to work with Forrester. It's like a downward spiral.
So what does this mean for the folks working at Forrester, the analysts? Are we talking potential layoffs?
It's definitely a possibility. If their revenue keeps going down and their margins keep shrinking, they're going to have to make some tough decisions.
Yeah, tough spot for everybody.
So we've just dipped our toes into these analyst relations predictions, but things are getting pretty interesting, wouldn't you say? What stood out to you so far?
Well, for me, it's all the change happening, like new
Mm-hmm.
players popping up, the old guard kind of facing some headwinds, and
Yeah.
AI is just the elephant in the room.
Right. It's definitely a dynamic time to be an AR.
No doubt. Speaking of new ideas, let's get back to Destrier's predictions. Number six, it focuses on this thing called document review. Now, I gotta admit, this one kind of caught my eye because I don't really know much about it.
Oh yeah, document review, it's a really great way to get, you know, really detailed feedback from analysts, especially on your messaging and positioning, even presentations.
Oh, interesting. So it's like having one of those brainy analysts really looking over your stuff and giving you advice.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like having a trusted advisor in your corner, someone to really scrutinize your work and give you some really good constructive
So
criticism.
you're saying it's like a second opinion from a true expert, which, I mean, that could be invaluable.
Right.
What are some of the benefits, especially for, folks who might not be familiar with document review?
Well, for one thing, it helps you reach those analysts who are just like always on the go. These
Yeah.
people are so busy, they might not have time for a full briefing or anything, but they can give you really thorough feedback through a document review.
That makes sense. And it also shows that you value their time,
Right.
which, I mean, that goes a long way in building relationships. And let's face it, relationships are like the heart of analyst relations.
Absolutely. It's all about trust and understanding. And that's actually where Destrier's seventh prediction comes in, the one about generative AI. Like you said, it's the elephant in the room for pretty much every industry these days.
Yeah, everyone and their mother is talking about AI, and AR is no different. Destrier says that generative AI tools are going to be a real game changer, especially when it comes to, preparing for those analyst interactions, monitoring them, and even debriefing afterwards.
Right. Like, imagine being able to summarize like hours of analyst conversations instantly, or create a report tracking your engagement with certain analysts.
Now that sounds pretty incredible. But I gotta ask, can AI really replace the human touch in analyst relations?
That's a good question, and I think the answer is no, not really. Like analyst relations, it's all about people, you know? It's about building those personal connections, understanding each analyst's perspective, and crafting a narrative that really resonates with them.
So it's like AI is a tool, a powerful tool, but it's not like a magic bullet.
Exactly. It can definitely help us make us more efficient, but it can't replace the things that make AR, you know, human. And it's those human elements that Destrier focuses on in their eighth prediction. They're talking about the importance of clear, concise communication.
Ah, good old-fashioned communication.
Mm.
I think we can all use a reminder about that sometimes, especially in tech, where things can get a little jargony. You know what I mean?
For sure. Destrier points out that as the AR landscape gets more, you know, competitive and crowded, those who can communicate clearly and effectively are going to have a real advantage.
So it's not just what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah, exactly. And that leads right into Destrier's ninth prediction, which focuses on AR professionals being more data-driven.
Data, it's king these days. But what kind of data are we talking about here?
It's about going beyond those vanity metrics like, oh, how many briefings did you do?
Right.
It's about tracking how your AR efforts are actually affecting sales, influencing product development, and driving real business results.
So showing that AR isn't just a cost, but it's actually bringing in the dough.
Exactly. It's about proving the ROI of AR. And that data-driven approach, it actually ties into Destrier's 10th prediction, which is about being agile and flexible in AR.
So basically being able to roll with the punches, right? Like adapt to all the constant changes we've been talking about.
Exactly. And that's especially important because of, well, because of what Destrier says in their 11th prediction. They highlight the increasing complexity of the tech landscape.
No surprise there, right? Tech is moving at the speed of light these days. What's Destrier seeing as the main drivers behind all this complexity?
Well, they point to a bunch of things like cloud computing, the massive amount of mobile devices, and of course, AI adoption.
Right. Those are definitely shaping the world we live in.
Yeah.
So how can AR professionals
navigate
this complex landscape and actually make a difference?
Well, Destrier's 12th prediction offers some advice. They emphasize the importance of specialization.
So instead of trying to be a jack of all trades, AR folks should really focus on developing expertise in specific areas.
Exactly. That could mean focusing on a particular industry, a specific technology, or even just a certain type of analyst firm. By doing that, they can become real trusted advisors in their chosen field.
Makes sense. Specialization lets you really dig deep and offer real value.
All right. Prediction number 13. This one's about the rise of what they call boutique analyst firms. What exactly are those?
So boutique firms, they're smaller, and they often focus on a niche. Like maybe they're all about cybersecurity or healthcare tech.
Uh-huh.
And while they might not have the, you know, the big name recognition of a Gartner or Forrester, they can offer some really valuable insights. Plus, they have analysts who are real experts in their specific areas.
So it's like those smaller firms, they're kind of like hidden gems, especially for companies looking for that that laser focus. Right. And this actually connects to Destrier's 14th prediction, which emphasizes building relationships with these up and coming firms. It's about expanding your network and not just sticking with the big guys.
Diversify that AR portfolio.
Exactly. And that becomes even more important with, well, with Destrier's 15th prediction, which is all about global reach.
The world's getting smaller by the day.
It is. And as businesses become more global, their AR strategies need to as well.
So we're talking about engaging with analysts from different places.
Yeah.
You know, understanding all those regional differences and making sure your message works everywhere.
Right. And that takes cultural sensitivity, language skills, and a real deep understanding of the global business landscape.
Sounds like AR is becoming more like a diplomatic mission.
In a way, yeah. It's about building bridges and communicating across different cultures and perspectives.
Fascinating. And we got one more prediction to go. This one's about the rise of something called AR as a service. Now, that sounds kind of intriguing.
It is, right. It's basically about these specialized firms that offer AR services, but they do it on an outsourced basis.
So instead of building a whole AR team in-house, companies can just, like, hire these outside experts.
Exactly. It's a really cost-effective way for companies, especially smaller ones, to get that AR expertise without, you know, making a huge investment.
I bet this is going to be a real game changer for a lot of businesses.
Yeah.
All right. We've covered a ton of ground here, but it feels like we've just scratched the surface. We got a lot more to talk about, especially about what all this means for AR and the companies that, you know, depend on it. So let's take a quick break and then we'll come back and wrap things up in part 3 of our deep dive. Okay, so we're back for the final part of our deep dive into these analyst relations predictions for 2025. And we talked about new competition, the rise of AI, and even that AR as a service thing. This industry is definitely not slowing down, which gets me thinking, what does all this mean for the folks actually doing this work, the AR professionals?
Yeah, it's a time of big change, that's for sure. The AR folks who can adapt, think ahead, and keep learning new stuff, those are the ones who are going to do really well.
So you're saying it's not enough to just, keep doing what you've always done.
Right, exactly. These predictions from Destrier, they show an industry that's moving fast. And to stay ahead of the game, AR professionals got to embrace those new tools, expand their network, and always be looking for new knowledge and skills.
So it's like they got to be those lifelong learners, always adapting to the changing world.
That's it. And that brings us to one of the big takeaways from all these predictions, the need to think strategically. AR professionals can't just be reacting to every new trend. They got to be proactive, shaping their own path.
So thinking long term, setting goals, and understanding how AR can really help businesses succeed.
Yeah, exactly. Becoming a strategic advisor, not just someone who checks things off a list.
And all these changes, they don't just affect AR, right? This has implications for the whole tech world.
Absolutely. As AR changes, so does the way technology is evaluated, adopted, and used by businesses and everyone else.
It's like these ripples going out from AR into the whole tech landscape.
Exactly. That's why it's so important for everyone, not just AR folks, to understand these trends. They got to be ready for how these changes might affect their own industry and business.
So if you're in tech, you better keep an eye on what's happening with AR because it's going to impact you one way or another.
Couldn't agree more. And that's a great point to wrap up on. We've looked at these predictions, talked about what they mean, and hopefully given our listeners some food for thought.
As we finish up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a question. Which of these predictions stood out to you the most? And how might these changes affect your own industry or company? Think about that as you navigate this crazy, ever-changing tech world, because as we've seen, the future of AR is tied to the future of tech itself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into analyst relations. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay ahead of the game.